This message is on the action quality of positive self-projection. The winning attitude of positive self-awareness is transformed into action through positive self-projection. You know, the winners in life are walking, talking examples of positive self-projection. You can always spot a winner when he or she first enters a room. Winners project an aura about them. They have an unmistakable presence. They have a charisma which is disarming and radiating and magnetic. They project that warm glow that comes from inside out. Most importantly, the winners are naturally open and friendly. They know that a smile is the universal language that opens doors and melts defenses and saves a thousand words. A smile is the light in your window that tells others there's a caring, sharing person inside. And winners are aware that first impressions are powerful and create lasting attitudes. They understand that interpersonal relationships can be won or lost in about the first 4 minutes of conversation. Winners have learned through experience that fairly or unfairly, people project and respond to a visceral or gut-level feeling, which is nearly instantaneous. Many careers and top jobs and sales and other important transactions are decided very early in the interview or negotiation. Winners know that everyone projects and receives through a different encoding and decoding system. As if each of us had his own CB radio with no one else tuned in on his exact frequency or wavelength. Therefore, the winners in life realize that the best they can hope for in the communication process with others is for a common level of understanding profitable to the other person or the rest of the group. That's the best they can hope for. There are some fundamental consistent patterns that winning human beings follow in this practice of positive self-projection. First, winners always look like winners at their best. They know the clock is running, that the bird of time is on the wing, and they feel that since there's no time to lose, why not put your best foot forward? Winners respect the fact that we as people usually project on the outside how we really feel about ourselves on the inside. For example, when we aren't feeling well physically, we don't seem to look as well at the skin or surface level either. And correspondingly, when we don't feel good about ourselves emotionally or mentally, we don't seem to make a very good impression with our looks, our personal grooming, or clothing habits. Studies have shown the definite correlation between looking good and success in life. A recent Harvard study pointed out that people who feel unattractive, as judged by themselves and their peers, tend to suffer from feelings of loneliness and rejection and isolation. School children who look good are actually treated better not only by their classmates, but by their teachers as well. The term good-looking, as we're using it, doesn't necessarily mean beautiful or handsome like a movie star, because other studies have shown that some of the most beautiful young people physically are less satisfied, less well-adjusted, and less happy in later life. Well, what can we learn from these insights? First, while we have no choice over the genes that we've inherited and thus are stuck with our general shape and our structure and our skin, it's to our advantage to take care of our health and appearance and to do what we can to enhance what we've got, because like it or not, we'll be judged by our looks with an instant and lasting impression. And secondly, since we behave according to the way we think we look rather than the way we actually look to others, those of us who can learn to be fairly satisfied with our features are way ahead of the game as far as being real winners in the game of life. In today's cosmetic society, there's a real need for rational value when we consider the true meaning of positive self-projection. We seem to be taking a good thing, which is doing the best with what we've got, and going overboard with self-indulgence in an attempt to buy the fountain of youth or superficial happiness. We know, of course, that the kind of house, car, or clothing and possessions we show off to the world is our attempt to tell the others who we are. More important than telling others who we are is that our expressed standards of living serve to remind us ourselves who we are. But in today's world of easy credit, in what some have called the plastic age because of the flood of credit cards, and the ease with which they can be obtained and used, anyone can arrange to display a Cadillac or a powerboat or motorhome in front of his house. But the true winners project success without flaunting it. The winners may not always be able to afford to buy the very best and most expensive of everything, but they always do the very best with what they've got and with what they can afford, knowing that the world is looking. So we don't have to be rich or spend a fortune to project the look of a winner. All it takes is a little extra effort and time and personal grooming. A good appearance is the way to stop people who are important to us and gain their attention long enough to project our inside value like a good book among the thousands available on the bookstore shelf. Another important point in winning self-projection is the way in which we introduce ourselves to others. It sounds so basic, almost silly. Winners, in nearly every first encounter, whether in person or by telephone, lead by giving their own name first. Hello, my name is Dennis Waitley. As simple as it may seem, by stating our own name up front in a positive, affirmative manner, we are projecting self-worth and giving others immediate reason to accept us as someone important to remember. Winners get in touch by extending their hand first, knowing that it's a time-proven way of paying value and respect to others. And along with the warm handshake, winners use direct eye contact and a warm, open smile to project interest in communication. Nothing marks a loser so clearly as shifty, wandering eyes, unable to look straight into our own, but looking down in a way as if to say, I can't be straightforward with you because it's too uncomfortable. And nothing marks a winner so clearly as a relaxed smile and a face that volunteers his own name and enjoys it while extending his hand to yours and looking directly into your eyes. Winners learn the art of projecting themselves through active listening. Once they introduce themselves, they become the listeners. They know that listeners learn a great deal while talkers learn nothing. Winners ask questions. They draw the other person out. They ask for examples. They ask for feedback. They ask others to put it in other words. And they feed back what others have said for clarity and understanding. Winners know that paying value to others is the greatest communication skill of all. Earl Nightingale, one of the greatest self-development philosophers of our time, calls this unique skill the I'll make him glad he talked with me attitude. This is a great idea that's so simple it's almost deceptive. We have to examine it carefully to understand how it works and why. I'll make him glad he talked with me is an attitude that can become a whole way of life. When a winner faces a prospect or an adversary or a potential friend, or when he picks up a telephone, his attitude is service-oriented and not self-oriented. His concern is for the other person and not himself. When we have someone else's interest at heart, not just our own, the other person can sense it. He may not be able to put into words just why he feels that way, but he does. On the other hand, people get an uneasy feeling when they talk with a person who has only his own interest in mind and not theirs. There's an excellent reason why we get these feelings about people. It's known as nonverbal communication. It's the old business of who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. And it's tremendously important to all of us in self-projection. We communicate by means of some 700,000 nonverbal signals. Now, when we consider the limited vocabulary of the average person, it's easy to understand why nonverbal communication has more effect than most of us had ever realized. People, whether they know it or not, telegraph their intentions and feelings. Whatever goes on the inside seems to show on the outside. We receive most of these nonverbal communications below the conscious level of thinking. Our subconscious robot-like minds evaluate them and serve them up to us as feelings based on our past experience. When we adopt the I'll make him glad he talked with me attitude, the idea of helping the other person solve his problem, we have his interest at heart. Then the feelings he receives agree with what he hears us say, and the climate is just right for both of us to benefit. Everybody wins with this attitude. So winners listen to the whole person. They observe body language, realizing that folded or crossed arms sometimes means a defensive or introverted listener. They understand that hands on the hips and active gesturing can mean an aggressive attitude. And winners watch the eyes, which can look down or away in self-consciousness or guilt, which can flare or pinpoint in surprise or anger. And winners listen to the extraverbal language, the tone of voice, the tremor, the nervous laugh, the rehearsed unemotional monotone, or the drama of the obvious or subtle actor. The winners in business and personal relationships and in marriage take 100% of the responsibility for success in the communication process. In other words, winners never meet you halfway or go 50-50. As listeners, winners take 100% of the responsibility for hearing what you mean. And as talkers, winners take 100% of the responsibility for being certain that you understand what they're saying. by giving examples, by asking you for feedback, by putting what they say in different words, they can make it easy for you to gain the true intent of their communication. And winners use the KISS formula. KISS in communications means keep it straightforward and simple. Winners project in clear, concise, simple language, and they use words and examples that don't evoke a double meaning or a hidden agenda. And last and most important, winners in life project constructive, supportive ideas. They're neither cynical nor critical. Winners accept another viewpoint as being valid, even if it is diametrically opposed to their own beliefs. A winner says, you know, I appreciate and understand your position. However, I may feel differently, and if so, I'd like to tell you why my position may be different from your own. When Will Rogers said, you know, I never met a man I didn't like, I'm sure he didn't mean he approved of all the traits and characteristics of every person he met, but he always found something he could admire in everyone, because he knew that we get back from people what we give them. If we want to be loved, we must first be lovable in our self-projection. Think back to the people who've had the most influence on you. You'll likely find that there are people who really cared about you, your parents or a good teacher, a business associate, a good friend, someone who really was interested in you. And the only people you will influence to any great degree in your life will be the people you care about. When you're with people you care about, their interest and not yours will be the uppermost thing in your mind. And this is most evident in marriage and parenthood, but it's also true in every other area of our lives. It's been said that marriage is not looking at each other, but looking in the same direction together. And this is just as applicable to other areas of our life as it is to marriage. It's not looking at each other, but looking in the same direction together that counts. Our success in getting along with others and in communicating effectively with them depends upon this same principle. It depends solely upon our ability to help other people solve their problems. This is winning self-projection. The winners say, I'll make you glad you talked with me. And to a winner, you'll say, you know, I like me best when I'm with you. The true psychology of winning is gained in projecting the 10 qualities of a total winner. Number one, project an attitude of positive self-expectancy. Be optimistic and enthusiastic about yourself. Remember the basis for psychosomatic health, that life is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and that the body manifests what the mind harbors. Look at problems as opportunities. Since you usually get what you expect in life, expect the best for you. Number two, project that action quality of positive self-motivation. Remember that since you become what you think about most, that you're moving constantly in the direction of your currently dominant thoughts, remember that lasting change is based upon a burning desire that has been internalized by you into an inner commitment. Since fear and desire are the two most powerful motivators in our everyday lives, go for the rewards of success and don't try to go away from the penalties of failure. You become permanently slim not by trying to think of losing weight, but by thinking thin and moving toward your desired weight. In business, project what you want. Don't point out what you don't want to happen. Number three, project the winning attitude of a positive self-image. Realize once and for all that your imagined self is either your life-achieving mechanism or your self-limiting handicap. Your self-image is like a thermostat or a robot autopilot. Change the setting of the image and your behavior or performance will automatically seek the level you've set. Your self-image can't distinguish right from wrong, like a robot, neither truth from fantasy. Set the image of that person you'd most like to become, and remember that imagination really does rule your world. Number four, project your self-image into specific goals with an action plan of positive self-direction. Consider the real power of purpose. Set lifetime goals, as soon as possible goals, time priority goals, and concentrate on your most important daily goals. Write them down. No distraction. Check them off. Set them incrementally, just out of reach, but not out of sight. And five, project the winning attitude of positive self-control. Winners make it happen, and losers let it happen. Take the full responsibility for causing your own good effects, and make the decisions and exercise the choices that are open to you. And six, project your self-control in the action quality of positive self-discipline. Remember that habits start like cobwebs, as flimsy notions at first, and then with practice like unbreakable cables to shackle or strengthen our lives. Practice winning every single day. Simulate the correct information to win with relentless inner visualization over and over again. Practice within when you're without. And 7, project that attitude of positive self-esteem as your single most important human quality. Get that deep down inside the skin feeling of your own worth. Use positive self-talk every day. Learn to accept every compliment with a simple thank you. And accept yourself as a changing, growing, deserving human being. 8, project yourself beyond yourself with positive self-dimension. Get the spirit of the double win. Create other winners too. Love yourself so you can give yourself away. And plant some shade trees under which you know you'll never sit. Learn the precious value of time. Profit from the past. Set meaningful goals in the near future, but live in the now. Staying away from someday aisle, and do it now, the only moment over which you have any control. And 9, project your understanding of true self-awareness in life. Tune in on all the abundance in your arenas. Recognize your unlimited potential. Be honest with yourself and with others too, and walk in another Indian's moccasins for a mile before you pass judgment on him or her. And 10, and finally, project yourself with winning communication to others. Take 100% of the responsibility for sending and receiving. Listen to the whole person. Make others say, you know, I'm glad I talk with you, and I like me best when I'm with you. Look your best at all times. Project your best self at all times. Become a total winner by putting yourself together as a total person. Remember, this is not a scrimmage. It's not a drill. There's no replay. Because the psychology of winning is a way of life. It's playing the game to win. And it's got to be your Super Bowl every single day. And so now you've heard it. Go out and do it.